Rest. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, September 20th. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. As always, I am glad to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you here, too. And welcome to those joining us live. Always happy to see you. And thank you to those that catch up with us in the archives. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. As always, we will begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles belief. Those are 1. Do no harm, do right. 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3. We believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4. We are all equal. One planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. 5. We recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6. We are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And finally, 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So tonight we're going to have a bit of an open discussion. We'll begin pulling cards a bit early, so if you would like a card, an oracle card or a tarot card, go ahead and throw your name in the chat. And if you have any things that have been on your mind, let us know. We'd be happy to discuss it. But Dr. Vicki, I know that at the start you said that you were unhappy with how few people were judgmental. You think people should be more judgmental. Did I get that right?
That's funny. No, I happened to be, I went for lunch with my daughter down at a local park and in support of a pride group because there was this big rally of anti-gay people, you know, and of course protesting that they don't want, you know, sex education and gender acceptance in the schools, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And there were hundreds of people. And I thought, wow, you know, this is crazy. You know, and they're on their megaphones and saying, you know, we're losing a whole generation of our children. And I'm thinking, does he not know that homosexuality has been around since the beginning of time? Like, I mean, really?
Yeah.
Come on, people. But it's the judgment and the persecution that disturbs me. And you think about it in the big picture, it's everywhere. It's not enough that you have an opinion. Well, everybody's entitled to an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But people like others to suffer. You know, it's whether it's social media, picking on movie stars, mm-hmm. or somebody makes a, you know, inadvertent, like, sidebar thing on their Facebook, and people get on there and start, wah, wah, wah. And I think, why? Why do we need to impose judgment? It's not like you're sharing an opinion. Mm-hmm. In a conversational way, it's, you're wrong. And I think, wow.
Yep.
You know, the world, I think, and I think part of it is there's no consequence. And look, these people who are rallying, my daughter says, this is great, it's democracy, blah, blah. And I said, yeah, sure. You know, but it's radicalized belief systems, the louder the voice, you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's disturbing.
It really is.
It's just wrong. And of course, here I am judging those who are judging. Like you had said before the program, too, right?
It always gets me why these people can't just have enough to control their own lives to live the way they want to live. No, everybody else needs to live the way that they want you to live as well. And it just doesn't make sense to me. I know it's a fear that, you know, they're not going to have their quote unquote culture, but I think it's a horrible, you know, way to look at things. I think that our culture can be wide and varied. And I think the diversity of thought, of behavior, of ethnicity, of all kinds should be welcome. Except for the intolerant. I think that's one thing we also talked about is, you know, being judgmental of the judgmental, being intolerant of the intolerant. And I think that sometimes some of these people just need to let their ego go and to realize they have no say, they have no right to tell people how to live. And they need to...
Well, I know someone who is very quick to say... high blood pressure, well, smoking will catch up with them, you know, or, you know, they're diabetic, well, that's what fat will get you. And, you know, it's such a grating, where do you come from when you have those thoughts? Even if you don't mean them in a derogatory way, you're really saying you want people to suffer for all these things you believe they're doing wrong. And yet... there are so many things people are eating, whether it's chemicals, preservatives, you know, the list is long, that is accepted in society that we know for a fact is causing illness, but we're going to blame the most obvious thing that's in our face. And that's the shame of where we're going here, because mm-hmm. nobody is educating themselves, doing research, you know, and going beyond what's right in front of them. They want to just take that small scope. And again, I know how I'm going to sound on this, but primarily it's people who are of a dogmatic kind of thinking. You know, it's religious based, or, you know, that comes from their history and their childhood, that other people are wrong, I'm right.
Mm-hmm. You know, absolutely.
It's kind of a narcissistic way to see the world. It's kind of that craziness, but I swear the pendulum will swing, because
it usually does.
It's karma goes.
I just hope it doesn't take centuries.
You know, everybody thinks I'll never get cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Oh, well, I'll never be diabetic.
Well, come on, let's be fair. I'm never going to get cancer or get diabetes or die.
Of course
so,
not.
You know,
of course not. You know, it. But when it does happen to them or happens in their family, it's like dealing with someone with mental illness. People are very quick to judge people who have, you know, biochemical disorders or behavioral issues.
The irony. All the irony being that these people themselves have some of the worst, you know, behavioral issues, mental disorders, what have you. Narcissism, toxic behaviors.
And usually they criticize because they can't control it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I, go ahead.
I just wanted to point out what Dr. Zach said in the chat, but I don't want to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Well, and, you know, talking about the protest against LGBT and homosexuals that you had in your town, he pointed out, you know, talking about the shadow, I believe those incredibly homophobic people are closeted homosexuals. When they scream that being gay is a choice, it's because they're choosing to be hetero. I don't think they're really being hetero. They're denying them. Yep, they're denying their internal gay self, he goes on. I think that is true for a lot of them. I think it's when you are taught to hate something and you realize that's true about yourself, and then you hate yourself and you lash out because of it. And that doesn't just involve thinking that they're gay. That could be any number of things.
You know, people have secrets.
Mm-hmm.
I know a friend of mine just moved out of a small town to another small town, but her ex-husband, who was being a problem, it was discovered that he was part of the swinging group. And she, in her investigation, found out that there were 597 people in this swinging club. Now, 597 people out of a town of 4,000. Think about that.
Yeah, that's a percentage right there.
That's a percentage. And this I mean by everybody has their secrets.
Of course. So, and, you know, swinging is among consenting adults. There's nothing morally wrong with that. But
sure.
The other thing that strikes me is how many religious fundamentalists say things like, you know, they want to protect children, they're trying to protect children, yeah. They're trying to, you know, do all this, yet they, in overwhelming large numbers in comparison to secular people and, you know, LGBT, they abuse children, both physically, sexually, and emotionally. So yeah. It's hypocrisy of the worst order.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to just skip back for a second because Wendy made a comment. Speaking of food, she made homemade smoked mac and cheese.
I was going to talk about that too.
And she used the meat from smoked ribs. Now, I just had a friend of mine come visit for about 5 days. And we had so much fun. It was awesome. Yeah. But we went shopping and we were feeling like kids and we thought, let's make hot dogs. So she said, no, I'm buying. So we go to the section. She picks up and I said, no, we have to read the ingredients. What do you mean? I said, well, so we went to this packaged meat section and I said, watch this. So, you know, you read the back. It says it has these ingredients. Yeah. I said, now flip it over. Up above there, it's very small print, 17% meat product.
That's just what you want to see.
What? And I said, I know. Look at all these, and they say it's good for you. And there's another one, 20% meat protein. Another one, 18% meat protein.
Are these the ones that, do they say 100% beef?
No, well, you know, they say on the back, you know, we have, you know, ham and then these few other things, you know, mostly water or, you know, some other kind of protein. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with French fries. So we thought, yeah, we're really being kids. We're going to have hot dogs and French fries. So we go to buy French fries. And, of course, we're looking at them. And I said, no, you have to read the ingredients because a lot of them, if the first ingredient is wheat, they're not French fries. You have to make sure it's potatoes with just that, you know, okay, we're going to keep them looking nice. And Wendy says, oh, don't buy packaged meat. I agree, Wendy. Well, I only get from the deli and I make them slice it. And even then I'm very careful. It has to be in-house baked. And I have to know, because a lot of packaged meat people, and even at the deli, it's cured with milk or cheese or, you know, other kinds mm-hmm. of products that you say, oh, I had no idea that right. was in there.
I try not to read the ingredients because I don't want to leave the matrix. I don't want the wool pulling down from my eyes.
I guess what we're saying here is that there's always more than what meets the eye.
Absolutely.
We can't fault ourselves if we don't know.
Absolutely.
Once we know, we make a choice.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're making a choice, that's fair. Then whatever it is. But I'm not going to punish you or even think about punishing you for being a diabetic
right.
or having high blood pressure or having some other medical ailment.
Right.
It doesn't occur to me to punish people
right.
and say, well, you know.
I mean, that's my job. So, I mean, me, I take a different approach. I try to find the food with as many chemicals as I can fit in there, you know. But we know that Wendy's making some good food with non-packaged meat, and she's of course invited everybody to come over and have dinner after the broadcast. So she's going to put her address in chat, and we're all gonna drive down.
I'll tell you, if I ever drive and get back down to the Southern States again, I'm going to Wendy's house.
Absolutely.
All right, let's start picking some cards here. We have Dr. Ione first.
Yeah.
Can I stop? We have Dr. Deb's birthday. I know she's not in the chat tonight, but Dr. Deb's birthday is today. We want to wish her happy birthday. Jerry has just mentioned, I think it's Jerry, it's her birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
So Jerry's on our list of picking cards. I just want to throw out those shout-outs.
Absolutely.
Before I
have to say a couple of things. Of course, I have to say happy birthday, Jerry. Happy birthday, Dr. Deb, if you listen. We're very happy. We're wishing you a happy birthday. And, of course, the second thing I have to say is, Dr. Vicky, you got to stop reading my mind. It's getting eerie.
We're really good. We're in sync, Michael.
We are. It's a good thing.
Yeah. But, Dr. Ione, what have you got?
Well, Dr. Ione, for you, I have number 21, Insight and Wisdom. Let's see. Wisdom is the successful application of knowledge using experience and understanding. Insight is discernment in seeing the underlying truth. This may be a time to look deep into your inner character and underlying truth to understand motives and reasons. insight, wisdom, and acceptance of the true nature of a present situation or individual is necessary to gain a deeper understanding, as well as to discover potential solutions.
You know, it's interesting that I pulled the five of diamonds, that five of pentacles, because, you know, five is the center of numbers, 1 to 9, and five can feel trapped or five can feel adventurous. And when you pull the five of diamonds, it kind of relates more to about people and experiences. And it's like you feel like other people's opinions might be, you know, filtering through your mind a little bit more than they should, or it is having a hard time leaving some things behind to move forward. So that's kind of where I'm going with this, that insight and wisdom is follow your own path. You know, and that's what I want to say when it comes to that five of diamonds. Now, look, we know that you do, and you have made leaps and bounds in your life. Sometimes there's a little thing inside of us that says, I'm out of my comfort zone. So I want to say, no matter what other people are saying to you, what the suggestions are, follow your intuition. Now, Wendy just said you had insight and wisdom on July 26th. So this is a repeat for you. Mm-hmm. And so it's
starting off with some patterns.
Yeah, follow your own gut instincts here, your own pathway.
And that reminds me, Wendy had also thrown in chat my father's story I don't know if he got it from someplace else, that what other people think of me is none of my business. I think that would apply to this as well.
It is, absolutely. So we have Jerry next.
All right, Jerry.
Jerry.
So this one is for your birthday. So this is going to dictate the rest of the year of your life. So let's see what we got. I have a wild card. It's wild card number 5, don't hate. Let's see. A low energy signature refuses to learn more in order to better accept and understand others. Hate grows in this low frequency. The result is fear, demonstrated as the need to criticize and control others. This is how wars begin, whether it's in relationships, within families, or between countries. Understanding does not mean one has to agree. It means rising above the low frequency to do no harm, do right, to self and others.
You know, Jerry, there's something that I've been doing for, 30 or 35 years, is on my birthday projecting for the things that I want in the future. You know, and it comes a little of that, you know, a little of this. Sometimes on our birthdays, we do a reflection also, and in that reflection can be that feeling of injustice, that feeling of, it didn't go quite right the way we wanted, or, you know, just looking back. Because I pulled the 8 of spades the first time and said, what is that? And that's kind of feeling inhibited or trapped or constrained, confined in some way. And I said, okay, what is it? And I pulled a second card for you, the justice card, fairness and equitability. So the birthday message here, and I think before the day's end, is release any kinds of feelings of injustice. That's where I want to go with this. It is what it is. It brought you to this moment, but who are you and what do you want to create? And then have those few little thoughts for the coming year of what you would like to achieve, what you'd like to accomplish, what you'd like to work on in yourself, and then let it go to the universe. So I don't know how, if you can relate to that in any way, Jerry, but I think we all in some way harbor some on our birthdays especially, kind of, it's a special day, and if we feel like we're not feeling special maybe, or not feeling like it's a moment, it can bring us into a moment of kind of reflection. So I want to say, you know, have a meditation, maybe do a little smudge, let that other stuff go and move forward.
Good message. I like it.
All right, we have Tabitha, I think.
All right, Tabitha. And we're looking forward to having Tabitha join us as a guest on October 4th, if I'm not mistaken. So, Tabitha, for you tonight, I have number 14, Energy Shift, New Chapter. Energy shifts are a natural result from increased awareness, knowledge, and new attitudes that naturally open new chapters in one's life. Excuse me. It's an excellent time to clarify your vision during this time of shifting energy. Reflect, gather your energy, breathe, and step forward with a renewed sense of direction. Out with the old and in with the new.
Well, I have the Seven of Hearts, the Seven of Cups for you, Tabitha. And very often it's determining the difference between an illusion versus a reality, or let's say something that's not quite real but could potentially be real. So this energy shift for you is letting go of things that aren't necessarily attainable or real in a way. You know, look, I think sometimes we look at people and we want to believe what we want to believe about them because, you know, there's such good potential there. Mm-hmm. But when we look at what the actuality is, no, what they say is what they are, and how they act is who they are. And so we can't be in love with that potential, that kind of thing. So your energy shift is not about the potential of life, but more your realities and the energies that you can put forward and what's an attainable dream for you. So step by step, you know, sometimes it's hour by hour, day by day, and it's moving forward into an energy shift. So basically I'm saying don't go forward too fast, go through the steps and you'll rock it.
All right. So we have Wendy, our card keeper herself, next. And Wendy, for you, I have number 26. It's in the spirituality suit, energy signature. This card is a call to be aware of energy signatures, which is the vibe a person puts out or the energy of a situation. Energy signatures are changed by increased awareness, resulting from gaining more knowledge and wisdom of self. Review the present energy signature that you may be sending, or that of a situation, individual, or relationship. Keep what is healthy, remove what is unhealthy. Remember, you cannot change others. You can only change yourself and your own energy signature.
I pulled the moon, Wendy, and I don't recall pulling the moon in these readings for anybody except that it shows up for me all the time. The moon is that the mystery. There's this hidden kind of energy at work. So energy signature in the moon, I would say there's a mystery kind of threaded through where you feel something's going on, but you don't know what. And you know that something is coming, but you're not really sure. And so energy signature is just saying stay on par with yourself and who you are. And the mystery will unfold. You know, I think that the most natural thing for us is to want to control things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some things are absolutely out of our control. We just have to let it unfold. Sometimes we have to just let people reveal themselves. We need events to just show themselves. And our task is to respond accordingly, but in keeping with who we are. So stay true to you. Stay true to you, Wendy. Hey,
good
listen, message. I want to thank Jerry for her feedback in the chat. She said both cards were absolutely on purpose and understood the message. I've been dealing with a feeling of injustice today and worked my way through it. So the cards support my actions and work moving forward. And I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. Wendy says also for herself, just trying to hang in there and let it play itself out. And sometimes that's all you can do. So, you know, that's life. There's a song about that.
Don't sing too much. We'd have to pay for rights.
I know.
Wendy had said she's looking forward to Tabitha joining us. Tabitha had said that she always enjoys when Wendy's on, and she said Wendy said she'd come on anytime, But every time I ask, she says she's busy. I don't know what it is, but no, we're going to have to get Wendy on here soon, too. We're going to look forward to that. And
well, your friends are.
So right. We have Dr. Kevin, and I think that's our last card of the evening. I don't know if I missed anybody.
No, that's what I have also.
All right, Dr. Kevin. I have number 19, Invoke the Counselor Within. There are times to seek advice from others as a means of summoning your own truth, but the answers you seek lie deep within. Look there. This may be a time to remind yourself not to codependently surrender your power to anyone or anything outside of yourself. Always determine your own truth and live according to the path that is right for you.
I got the Magician. Kevin, that's a really big message to have here. You know, Invoke the Counselor Within, the Magician, is there's a metamorphosis in the works. There's a shift occurring, and it really does say, speak loudly to you following your instincts, your intuition, and being true to you. There's a shift, Kevin, and we remember, you've been here for a long time. You've been through quite a lot in the last year or so, and you've been through shifts and changes. I think now you're on the precipice of things manifesting. So stay true to who you are. That's what I want to say. Oh, Wendy said, the last time you had this card, Invoke the Counselor Within, was back in December of 22. So, yeah. So kind of that same energy of what you felt back in December, tap into that now. Be true to you. Don't get caught up too much in the intellectual stuff. Follow your gut. Oof, that's good. So, Dr. Zach has chimed in here. And he wants the third card from the right.
I've been muted. Dr. Zach, I was just thinking about that earlier this evening. I was wondering if you were going to throw your name in, and I was thinking about in the old days you would throw out directions like that. And it's so funny that you throw that ink and you have the third from the end. Well, yes, you can have the third from the end, and let's see what that is tonight. Let's see. Third. You have number 3, Be Who You Are, Walk Your Own Path. All right. You are uniquely designed, one-of-a-kind universal being, equally entitled to all good things the same as others. Drawing this card encourages you to be who you are and to walk your own path, not comparing yourself with others. Give yourself permission to accept who and what you are. Move forward in the direction you need to take that best fulfills yourself.
Zach, I got the 5 of Swords. So that 5 of Spades, and I'm going to interpret, look, Zach's a pretty cool tarot reader himself, but I have to also inject my own, you know, my own interpretation. So through some efforts, you are overcoming difficulty, a challenge in some way, but being who you are, oh, Wendy just injected that you had this card back in August, that be who you are. So that's really cool. But this is overcoming a challenge, and it's rising above. So I have always seen the 5 of Spades as the fight's over, and it's just now as the doing gets done. I've always seen it that way. Yeah, there's an equal and opposite to that. But in the end, the 5 is saying we always move forward. So remember, in numerology, 1 to 9, the very basic, you know, root numbers, 5 is in the center. 5 likes to, that 5 doesn't like to feel trapped or confined. It wants to move forward. So, the second time I've said that tonight. So, it's move forward. Yeah, there's a challenge. No question about it. But you're on your game, Zach. You've got this.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right, too. Zach is a very good tarot reader in his own right.
Yes.
I'm starting to think that I'm the only person around here that can't, but All right, so I think that's it for our cards this evening.
You've never asked to learn, Michael. Teach.
Don't take my self-deprecating humor away from me. It's all I have. But
Michael had said earlier before the program that his dogs kept him up all night.
Yeah.
Last night.
And, well, one dog, Marley. And the irony being is that he's currently behind me in the study here. He's snoring away. I don't think it's coming across, but I think he's just rubbing it in. So I know we're pretty much kind of done with our topic, so we're going to kind of wrap it up. But I did want to talk, you know, what the heck is up with sleep? Why do we even need sleep? It's such a waste of time, I'm telling you.
I know. I didn't sleep that great last night either, but I have known a few people in this last while who are having struggles. So I think something's in the air, people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's some kind of electromagnetic frequency. I think there's a dimensional shift. That's just my take on it. So I think we're in that's not just to mention the weather changes, you know. I mean, so you think about all the things that are going on just in our physical mm-hmm. world, but esoterically, metaphysically, energetically, we're all in Wendy just said she didn't sleep that much.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still going to blame Marley. I mean, I don't know about the electromagnetic. That could be what kept him up. But, Dr. Zach says naps are life, which is something I didn't agree with when I was a younger man, but now I definitely do. Also, Jerry pointed out that our bodies need the sleep to heal, which is an important physical trait. But what is it about the requirement of sleep for our minds, for our cognitive function? It's a mystery. You know, why do we dream? What is it about this? I kind of think we're unplugging from this existence and going back to the, you know, ethereal abstract reality we all come from. But
what a great segue to a topic for next week, Michael.
Hey, sounds good to me. So
what happens in our sleep state?
I think that's a good idea. All that's coming to my mind right now is that Star Trek: The Next Generation episode where they get stuck in this place where they get no REM sleep, REM. And they're all going crazy, so we're going to talk about that,
too. You know, the other thing I just want to throw out there, I had not had this happen to me for a long time, but in the past week I've been seeing 11-11s, 3-3-3, you know, 2-2-2 again. And I go, oh, something's up in the super consciousness. So I'm just saying, it just started about a week ago. So if anybody else has something to say about that, I certainly would like to hear. Dr. Ione says, once the coyotes shut up, I slept like a rock. I just had somebody tell me yesterday, said, do you hear the coyotes at night? And I said, yeah. I mean, the thing is, coyotes are everywhere, and a lot of cities are complaining about this. But keep in mind, people, that with all the wildfires, the droughts, you know, we're not the only ones affected by weather conditions. These critters have been moved out of their territories.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for any sources of food or comfort that they can find. So, yeah, I know.
And I agree with you. I know that a lot of people have a great dislike of coyotes or coyotes, depending on how you like to say it. But, you know, listen, it's important that we protect us, ourselves, and our own, our families and friends. Mm-hmm. But we have to recognize the right of life to exist. You know, it's like the farmers that hunt wolves because they attack their cattle. And I get it. It's money out of their pockets. You know, it's potential food out of their mouths. But it has been detrimental to the wolf population. And they're only now starting
bears,
to recover.
Bears.
Yes.
I mean,
black bears are even especially, you know, being pushed into, you know, more human settlements territories. But
Dr. Zach just said that the hurricane blew flamingos into Kentucky and Ohio. And, so everything is a little displaced. So if we can just be patient and not think of killing everything we see because they're in our space, just keep that in mind. So, again, that we don't impose our views or our judgment, you know, right away into situations that we don't quite understand. We need to keep being researchers, be curious, you know, always think of like the why. Who started that? Right. Why is that? And looking beyond, that's what we are as metaphysicians.
Absolutely. And I'd like to point out that the instinct to kill these wolves because they're attacking your flock is the most natural animalistic thing about us. You know, nature is not kind. Nature does not care about another species living as long as they live. It is the humanity in us. It is our consciousness, our awareness that tells us, no, it's wrong to do this. We understand the rights that these things have in a bigger way. That's my take on it anyway.
I agree. Well, again, I've had a wonderful time. I'm so glad to be here every Wednesday night. And to remind everyone that the autumn solstice is coming up this weekend. And we're in the shifts of time. You know, we're now into autumn. And, you know... Thankfully, a lot of temperatures have cooled down for a lot of us. So that it just did at my area. That's good. There is unusual snow in the high altitudes of the mountains, even in Colorado, up here in the Rockies. And so, you know, we're in the shift, but an unusual one at that. However, you know, keep in mind that we're in a natural shift of the autumn solstice.
Very interesting and very good point. And, you know, just as we kind of wrap up, Dr. Ione said that she sleeps in the boondocks, so she has a lot of contact with wild ones. And I'm just thinking to myself, you know, it's a good thing that I'm here in South Florida where I don't have to worry about too many big animals, because if I was out in the wild and I saw a wolf or a cougar, I would be, come here, to death, you know. Like, oh, look at the kitty and the puppy. Come here. And then I'd just be gone. So hopefully I won't run into anything between now and next week. Looking very much forward to our discussion of sleep and why do we sleep and what does it bring to us.
Yeah,
and it's been great. I appreciate you all being here tonight.
I've got some interesting things to add to that because I think we're also traveling in interdimensions these days. So
hey, don't take my idea. I said that earlier about going back to the abstract nexus. I have patented it. Nobody else thought of it before me.
Don't let them push you around out there, people.
Good advice. Don't let the turkeys get you down.
Nope.
Well, until we see you next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.